What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fan. All right, we'll get to our divisional round picks coming up in just a little bit. And you know there's a special thing on the line for me. Evan responded to the challenge. He wanted to go head-to-head, champion versus champion, a la Hogan versus Warrior, WrestleMania 6. I got to represent and take him down.
Let's go.
You don't want me coming in here wearing Evan Roberts' face on my shirt. I mean,
I don't mind if you wear it. I just don't want to have to look at it.
Did he respond to your tweet? I saw you tweet him before.
Yes, he did respond. That he said he's got something up his sleeve to maybe rectify that. That was about what the exact tweet was, so people know what we're talking about. So Evan tweeted a little while ago, and then, of course, I subtweeted. Let me just get my page up. All right, so he said, who do you blame more for the seemingly inevitable Mets-Alonso divorce? It's a poll. It's Stearns Cohen, Alonzo Boris, the other option, and I subtweeted and I said, your beard. Because we all know what happened with his beard. And
he was growing out until Alonzo signed.
And then he wrote back that he's got he's got something up his sleeves to maybe change it. So I don't know what it, maybe he grows the beard back until Pete officially signs somewhere else. I don't know.
I just hope it has nothing to do with like hair or facial hair. You still got the buzzer sitting in there with the bucket.
The stupid bucket.
We got to clean this studio up a little bit. But
studio's gross.
All right, so we'll see. Evan's really heartbroken by this. He's
Get that. Like, same with DeGrom.
Yeah, okay. And he was wrong about DeGrom.
He's a real fan, though. Yeah. He's a fan.
Yeah, but the Mets have been better without it. Like, you got to acknowledge.
But we don't know if they'll be better this year.
I'm a fan, too. I just believe in what they're doing.
But he's a different fan. He's a different fan.
What, an incorrect fan?
No.
Fan?
Oh, jeez. Meaning that he taps in and he leans more into the sentimental emotion of it. Admittedly, you know that. He cares about that stuff more than you do.
A less wiser fan? Hey, Evan and I have had arguments about this stuff for years. I told you. He wanted... Now, again, I love David Wright. Personally, I think he's a great guy. I can't wait to see his number get retired, all those different things. In retrospect, it's cool to be able to have that moment. However, back in 2000, I don't know, 3 or 4, whatever. No, had to be after that because Wright came up. Let's say 6 or 7.
Mm-hmm.
Evan and I were arguing that. I was like, dude, if you could trade David Wright right now for Miguel Cabrera, you wouldn't do it? He's like, no, I wouldn't do it. Like, are you out of your mind? Like, Miguel, that's what I'm talking about. Like,
how many years in was Miggy? That I know he was he was in the 03 World Series as a 19-year-old.
Yeah.
So early 20s. Gotcha.
Let's say it's 2007 or 2008.
Okay. Oh wow. Okay. So he's an official Hall of Fame trajectory.
It had to be because Wright was at his peak. Otherwise, we wouldn't be having the conversation. So it was around there. I would probably say it was 06, 07, something like that.
Okay.
Even though I love David Wright, I wanted the better player. I don't care where he comes from.
Well,
homegrown or what? Give me Miggy. He's the better player.
I understand that, but I could obviously, and more so, honestly see Evan's side more than you think that I would. Because there's no doubt who's the better hitter. There's also no doubt who's the better all-around, more complete baseball player. That's David Wright by a mile.
At the time,
David Wright stole 20 bases. David Wright was a Gold Glove third baseman. David Wright's back was healthy. So, of course, in hindsight, this looks like a ridiculous conversation.
No, in real time.
Well, it depends on your perspective. Dude, My perspective, I'll take the better all-around player.
Come on. David Wright's not better than Miguel Cabrera on any planet.
Not a better hitter. Better all-around player.
Yeah, but Miguel Cabrera was so much better of a hitter.
You get Mickey. I'll get David Wright. I
don't remember the exact year of the
argument. Find the rough year, because that's obviously important here. That would change my answer.
I would say from 2006, 2007, 2008, anywhere in that window.
2006, 7, 8. Now, remember, his best season was, that would have been, I think it was 07. Let me just double check.
So let's go 06, 07.
Yeah. All right, we'll go 07.
Oh, wait. I'm
going to go 07 with David Wright. David Wright's 24 years of age.
Yeah, what do you do?
His OPS was 970. Mm-hmm. 30 home runs, 107 ribbies, 35 steals.
Yeah, and what he hit? What was the batting average?
325.
Yeah, Miguel Cabrera, 34 homers, 119 RBI, 320 batting average.
Oh, so David Wright's batting average was higher.
Yeah, this is one season. I understand, but that's David Wright's best. This is just a season. Well, but wait, there's more.
Go ahead.
37, 127, 292 the following year. 34, 103, 324. 38, 126. 328 with an OPS over 1,000. Like, it's not even close. And
how many Gold Gloves does he have? Mickey, zero.
I mean, I would say none, but
I would say none, right?
I mean, dude.
None? Did I miss any? Probably
how many,
none.
How many
third
MVPs
base, first
David
base.
Have? What was that? How many MVPs did David Wright have?
But again, we're focusing on different criteria.
Yeah.
There's no doubt Miguel Cabrera is the better hitter. He's one of the best righties of all time.
He's going to the Hall of Fame.
And David Wright would have been there if he didn't hurt his back.
Well, he did. I mean, it is what
it is. But when this came up with Evan, his back was healthy.
Yeah, well, also, it proved to be right. But if I was saying this at the time, there's a reason for it. Miguel Cabrera, two-time MVP, triple freaking crown.
What year was that triple crown again? Was that with the Tigers or the Marlins? I forgot. I think it was Detroit.
It was after he performed in the World Series, which I'm sure had a big part of my feelings behind
that. Yeah, I got you.
A four-time batting champion. Like, come on. It's not even close. What year did he win the MVP? Where do we sit?
I don't know. I still put emphasis. Before the MVP, I mean, David Wright had a year he finished fourth. He finished sixth. He finished seventh. He finished ninth. I mean, David Wright had four or five top ten MVPs. Making it seem like David Wright was a 271 hitter with 18 home runs and an OPS of 809.
But what I'm saying is Miguel Cabrera unequivocally is the better player.
No, he's not.
Yeah, I mean,
no, he's the better hitter.
I don't know how who would you rather have on your team?
If I'm starting a team,
in any era, pick an era.
I got you. Pick the manager, the ballpark. I'm going to probably go with David Wright. He's a better all-around player.
Over Miguel Cabrera?
Let me ask you that. We're not talking hitting. Let me ask you this.
No, we're talking playing. We're talking production.
But there's three components to playing. Yeah. Can you hit? Can you run? Can you field? So who is the better fielder? Just answer.
I mean, David Wright. Sure,
okay.
I'll give you
Who was the better base runner? Just answer.
I mean, Miguel Cabrera was jogging around the bases the majority of the time.
No, he wasn't. He wasn't in 50 home runs. Who was the better base runner?
And also Miguel Cabrera.
Can you just answer, please? Because I'll answer who was the better hitter quickly. Who was the better base runner?
I mean, I guess David
Wright. There's no guess. Yeah. He stole 30 bases multiple times. Now, who was the better hitter? I'll do it quick. Miguel Cabrera. I don't know. I'll take the guy who was better at his job 66% of the time than Miguel Cabrera.
I mean.
We disagree.
I'm actually.
Were you stunned?
I'm dumbfounded.
Why? You shouldn't be. I laid it out very clearly. You hit, you run, you field. David Wright was a better fielder and a better runner. And by the way, the hitting gap was not so pronounced where it overshadows the things that David Wright was better at.
It absolutely was. It's not even close.
Yes, because David Wright hurt his back and his career numbers were impacted.
That's career numbers. How many batting titles did David Wright win?
None.
Okay, what was David Wright's career batting average?
Well, I'd have to look at it, but that's because his back went out because of spinal stenosis, and he couldn't play.
Also, Miggy's is way down because he played.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Way too long, but...
What was Miggy's?
306.
All right, and what? Well, David Wright's in the same neighborhood.
Yeah, but Miguel Cabrera hit for his last 5, 6
Wait years. Wait a second.
250 or
Wait,
something.
Wait, well, I got my computer. Hold on. Okay, so David Wright's career
We honestly can't have this conversation.
We shouldn't, because it's a stupid one.
Correct.
Better all-around player.
It's not even close.
Can you answer this one question?
Miguel Cabrera.
You're answering your question.
By any measurement you want to throw out there,
yeah,
glove included, base running included, I'll take Miguel Cabrera a billion times over David Wright. A billion times.
I'm not saying this is the mic drop, but I am curious. I don't know the answer. What was Miguel Cabrera's highest war? Just engage. I know you hate the war
stuff. Yeah, let me look.
Yeah, I'm just curious. What was it? Because that's all encompassing.
Where do you even see that?
It's to the left of the games.
7.6 in 2011.
7.6? David Wright was 8.3.
Okay.
I mean, again, the conversation, better hitter. Miguel Cabrera is one of the best right-handed hitters in the history of baseball, right, spanning multiple centuries.
Right.
Better all-around player? It's David Wright. That's it.
So you would have been with Evan and said that you'd rather have David Wright than Miguel Cabrera?
At the point when the question was posed, Sal.
Yeah, let's say 2006.
Yes, my answer would have been. And now
and
I would have been. You could say that now. You said it then, too. I get you. But you also have the benefit of David Wright's body betraying him. Nobody knew that was going to happen.
Yeah, but even if David Wright's body didn't betray him,
yeah,
he still wouldn't sniff Miguel Cabrera off.
As a hitter.
Yeah.
Not as a better all-around player.
Oh, well, then David Wright should be in the Hall of Fame.
I love how you switch gears. You are good at that. You just go like boom, boom, boom. You jump around well, buddy. It's like the whack-a-mole. You think you got him beat in one debate, and then he pops up, else pops up.
One guy wants
Hall of Fame.
Okay.
I give you credit for that.
Who do you think was the MVP last year in the National League?
The MVP, it's Ohtani, dude.
Okay.
I know he won it, and he should have been.
Who's a better player?
Ohtani or who? I'm sorry.
Lindor.
Who's the better player?
Yeah. Who ran the bases better?
Ohtani.
Who defended better?
Ohtani had 50 steals.
Does he play defense?
He had 50 steals.
The same argument that you're using against Miguel Cabrera, yeah, I will then use against Ohtani.
But you so can't, you though, because David Wright was an elite third base, but Ohtani doesn't play the field, so I wouldn't have the same feeling. I wouldn't have the same feeling for Ohtani that I would have had and did have for David Wright back in the mid-2000s.
But all the things you value as an all-around ball player, uh-huh, Lindor does better than Ohtani. Ohtani's the better hitter with power, sure. And okay, he can steal bases,
well,
sure.
Then I'll give you this. I'm going to amend my answer slightly. I'm an open-minded gentleman. I will say that Lindor impacts winning night to night more than Ohtani.
Because he plays
defense. I'll
give
you that.
Right? Which is why I thought...
Because he's in the middle of the diamond.
Okay.
He's a really, really good shortstop.
Right. At least there's...
So what do you got to say to that?
At least there's consistency. So Lindor should have won the MVP last year.
No, Iglesias should have.
Whether you want to...
Buy, buy, buy!
In a bear market... Or...
Sell, sell, sell!
In a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.